AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we welcome into the studio Lark Trigstad.
Hi,
Lark.
How do you do?
I'm doing good.
It's great today, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, we're diving into springtime, and anytime it gets a little bit better.
Yeah, we're grateful for it.
Yeah, I think that there ought to be something new. I think when it hits 70, we ought to get a day off.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Sure. You know,
70 degrees day.
Yeah, or 70 degrees, we all meet at the park for a picnic,
yeah.
Or, you know, some fun things. I looked at your note here. We're burning daylight.
Yeah. Who does that come from?
John Wayne.
There you go.
John Wayne used the line in the 1972 movie Cowboys to rustle up some motivation for his hired hands to get up and get moving, partner. Caregivers sometimes feel frustrated to get their older family members to get things done.
That's right. And there was a great story on the AARP website called How to Motivate Without Bullying During Caregiving. So today we're going to talk about it and how can we manage to be coaches, not bosses, and effective motivators, not feared bullies.
Nobody likes a bully.
No.
Certain things do have to get done. Otherwise, family, caregivers might feel that they are guilty of irresponsibility or neglect.
Certainly.
But like the Duke, old John Wayne, he showed tough love, and in return, his Cowboys responded with respect and then eventual trust.
Yeah, so the author of the AARP story, he writes about his mother and his caregiving years, and he and his mother had many tense moments about rousing her from bed to get ready for medical appointments. That's tense sometimes.
Get up, get up, get up.
Yeah.
Let's go. Get up.
Daylight's burning.
Barry continues. He'd pop into her bedroom and wake her. And then remind her a few minutes later that she really needed to get up, then cajole her, plead with her, ultimately use his sternest, I mean business kind of tone. He thought he was helping motivate her in those instances. She'd say she felt like he was bullying her.
There you go. And doesn't that kind of remind you trying to get the kids ready for the school bus? I mean, that was painful.
Oh, yeah.
But sometimes when tired or frustrated or impatient, or when there really is a situation of dire urgency, many caregivers are prone to pressure care receivers too hard to conform to schedules and regimes. We rationalize the approach we've taken on the basis of practicality and expedience, but many of us second-guess ourselves later about whether that was really necessary. Caregiver guilt.
Mm-hmm. And caregiving isn't about efficiency. It is about caring.
Right.
It's right in the word. There are front and back burner issues on the front burner, mostly issues having to do with safety, such as taking medications appropriately or driving capably, for which the caregiver should be firm and persuasive. Most other issues are on the back burner of importance and need for action.
Yeah, and for these items, caregivers should allow care receivers to exercise as much choice as possible and shift plans accordingly. That means being more flexible and accommodating, as well as respectful. In retrospect, Barry felt that he could have scheduled his mother's doctor's appointment later in the day, even if it was less convenient for him, or could have canceled them altogether.
We can sometimes get so wrapped up in the hectic pace of caregiving life that we lose a sense of how we are coming across to others. So listen to feedback from family members about how we are conducting ourselves.
That's
so
right.
As John Wayne would say, I'll tell you once or I'll tell you again, Pilgrim. Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Oh, man.
Lark, you can't stop me once you get me rolling. You know that.
I know. It's really, you're just so good at it.
Oh, stop. speaking of being good, you guys have a great website where people can get some good information.
We're very fortunate to have this. It's NorthIowaSageLink.com. And 24/7, you can get information surrounding or pertaining to caregiving that it's there when you need it. Mm-hmm. That's the key. It's like, you know, so a tech person said the other day, why do you sell books in your office? I'm like, oh, because I like them.
Because they're good. Yes.
But it's true. So, you know, technology and your iPhone is right there. So very helpful.
Give us that again.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
NorthIowaSageLink.com. Visit it today, okay? Lark, thanks again.
Thank you.
Have a good day. AM 1300 KGLO, getting its head from Mason City and all of North Iowa.